Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Calling all angels, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Guess who I am? Remember the old George Bush used to say, I'm the decider. And then there's an old expression, to not decide is to decide, right? Isn't that, if you don't decide, yeah, then you made the decision.
To not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So how? What's the story? What's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Fear. Most people make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight?
Fight or flight or freeze or
that's
fawn.
That's it, right, yeah,
those
exactly.
Four. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You are reacting mm-hmm. rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help, either in a big way or a small way. This shapes your life. And so think about how you make your decisions. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering. It can be so fun. It's so energetic. It's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it. I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others. If it's okay, unless it really, makes a mess of your relationships and stuff. And then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes they're difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? That kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow. What a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations that we have off air and add that to the podcast.
So, yeah, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything, inflation. But is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start or where does it stop? It isn't, the company can't charge more for what it's doing. Therefore, they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion raise here under the circumstances? So it's all these decisions are about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
Well, and sometimes people just grow apart, and
sometimes
you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to be miserable and stay married. And sometimes people have that, or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce, where there's just so much animosity, there's no coming back from it. That's miserable too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, or she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet...
sweet. It's a genuine, kindness that develops into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. So, next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college. And a couple of summers, I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. That doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big gun? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, they had hired the first woman. They had a couple, they were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955, I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was she was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, and he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold-cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up, and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form, and it's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Stephens, good day program with the host of the Pet Show. Wow, what a great name for a program about pets. Who came up with that? Your wife must have thought of that. Right?
The creativity I have is unbelievable, Doug.
Thepetshow.com is the website, too. Warren Eckstein. All right, so I'm in the middle of helping some youngsters on the farm prepare for animal camp. And I wondered about whether there were, you had a farm in upstate New York in Cobleskill where we're heard, and where I used to have the station that now is, still carries the program, WSDE. So they're having a lot of camps in some of the areas around the country with a lot of farms, and they're specifically for sheep and goats. And I was wondering how many times you have encountered people who would say, I have a pet goat. Is there a lot of, we have goats on our farm. Goats, the little kids running around, they're like dogs. So they could be pets. Is it good? Does it make a difference?
It depends on where you live. I met years ago, here's a name drop for you, Lily Tomlin, a friend and a client of mine. I trained two dogs for her and a goat named Bucky, a little pygmy goat named Bucky, to walk on a leash and a harness in the old W.C. Fields estate in Los Feliz. Anyway, bottom line is goats are amazing, but you have to make sure, like with any pet, before you get one, you understand the legalities. Can you have it? What's involved in care? Is there a vet in your neighborhood that knows the difference between a goat, a chicken, and a duck?
Right.
And you got to really understand the mental stimulation that a goat needs. Goats get really bored, and it's important to make sure they get a lot of stimulation, just like any other animal. So if you educate yourself, you have the right property, the right land, you know what you're doing, goats can make an absolute excellent pet.
Well, I have them on the farm. The little ones are cute. They are very creative and clever and smart. They figure out how to get out, refix the fence, and they find another way to get out. The little
goats are smart. Do you ever see the Tennessee fainting goats?
No.
They're amazing. If they get a little stressed out, I had them on Regis with me many years ago. They just pass out. They just fall over and pass out.
Really?
It doesn't hurt them. They're Tennessee fainting goat. Google it. They just pass out, and a couple of seconds later, they wake up. It's just part of their genetics.
Here's the winner of the day, Warren, a freight train engineer, took a break from his work in the locomotive to play the part of a rescuer for a lost pug puppy that had run away. This took place up in Rutland, Vermont. Poppy the pug was frightened by a speeding car and ran away. And apparently this fellow saw the dog running down the tracks. He stopped the train, got out, and And he picked it up and he looked at this little face. He said that was just looking back at me. And he brought it to, he didn't know, you know, obviously a little dog like that shouldn't be running around in a train yard. And so he brought the dog back to the roundhouse or whatever they have. And they managed to create, to figure out who the dog belonged to. So, you know, you wonder, the reason I bring it up is because of noises. And we talked about in the 4th of July circumstance, what happens when all this stuff, but any noise around a dog that noise, they're not used to.
Noise phobias, a dog's sense of hearing is absolutely incredible. First of all, because their ears are larger, they take more sounds in. They can move their ears around, which we can't do, which means the direction of the sound, and they're much more sensitive to sound as well. Now, on my website, thepetshow.com, there's an incredible article I wrote years ago. You decide if it's incredible. I think it's a good article.
If I do say so myself.
On noise phobia, the whole article is on how to desensitize. For example, let's say you're a new couple, you're married, all of a sudden you're going to have a baby. Now, the baby's going to arrive. How is your dog or cat going to react to the sounds of a baby, you know, the crying? So preparing that, you can make a recording of almost any sound. You can go online. You can find the sound of a baby burping if you want. If you record that and you play it at a very low volume, I mean barely audible, while your dog or cat is getting a lot of positive attention, you can desensitize them. Remember, my specialty for many years was teaching dogs to react under gunfire. We had to desensitize them to that sound. So if you take the time, whether it be a baby or arriving, whether you be there's a Harley Davidson next door that the dog's afraid of, gradually desensitize them a little bit at a time, increasing the volume, and eventually they'll be fine with the sound.
That's the hardest thing to do with me. Daisy and Charlotte and most of the dogs I've had have been allergic to lightning and thunder, and when it happens they just cower, and I don't know how do you train a dog not to be afraid of thunder?
Well, you very easy. Record, download the sound of a thunderstorm with the rain. They're right on the internet. Play it, like I said, play it at a low volume while the dog's getting positive attention. It's called counter conditioning. Take what is the fear, take what your dog's afraid of, and turn it into something positive.
Huh. All right, how about that for advice, folks? We all have those circumstances with our dogs and probably other pets as well. So another reason to go find Warren every weekend as he's broadcasting his pet show. Check out the website, thepetshow.com, and his line of vitamins and minerals, hugs and kisses to Warren from Doug. Happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin, which is the most amazing, fascinating way to take care of your weight problems that exist today. So how does that figure in to working with Calitrin?
You know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. And it's safe, too, even if you're on medication.
So as we begin the year, what do we have for the month of January that helps to encourage people to participate?
It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there, too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free.
Elizabeth Miller from Top Loss from Calitrin. Find it on the web at toploss.com. Elizabeth, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Showdown in the Lone Star State. Texas is continuing to install more razor wire along the southern border as Republican Governor Greg Abbott continues to defy demands of the Biden administration to hand back control of a park in Eagle Pass. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick joins Fox News and says they are not slowing down.
We are putting up wire, Martha. Everywhere we can, we will continue. We will not stop. If they cut it, we will replace it.
This, as articles of impeachment are continuing against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Democratic Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries calls it a political stunt and says the GOP is putting politics over people.
All they are endeavoring to do with respect to this sham impeachment is to run away from their do-nothing extreme record and try to distract the American people with this political stunt.
This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You have not died and gone to heaven, information heaven. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and a cast of thousands. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump. Or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president. Maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have is, we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed? That is all in. Does the person lead by example? Persevering. Playing the long game. I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open. I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves. And either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when, there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Or go a different
right.
direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me
right.
an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and... And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... Have you? I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The 4 years I was there. And I really only lasted, I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Do you know what today is?
What is it?
Thanks for asking. Today is National Tell a Joke Day.
Hooray!
Hooray! You heard me chuckle, right? When I went, when we went into break at the bottom of the hour, I was looking at some of these jokes, and you go back to, you know, this is, people have been joking for 4,000 years. There are lots of, the Trojan War, in a sense, was a joke.
I don't think a lot of people found that joke very funny.
No, they didn't, but it was, in a sense. So what makes you laugh? The structure, is it the kind of, one of the reasons that my grandson loves me as much as he does and I love him is because we both have the same sense of humor. We are both very silly. Gramps, you're so silly. Gramps, you're so fun. And it's because I tell him jokes like this. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Settle down, cowgirl.
That's cute, that's cute.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Noble.
Noble who?
Nobel. That's why I knocked. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Alice who?
Alice who?
A list of reasons you should let me in.
What?
Who's the knock, knock?
Who's the knock, knock who?
No, no, just knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, hurry up. It's nearly lunchtime. All right, they're getting worse as we go down. But anyway, the point
I have
is,
one for you, Doug.
Okay, good.
What did the snail say when it got a ride on the turtle's back?
Hurry up.
Whee! Because snails are slower than turtles.
I heard that, yes. Thank you very much. All right, so maybe the way that you work your way through the day today is to just lighten it up a little.
Any of that just happened.
Yeah. No, don't forget it because it was silly. It's so, laughter, among all the things that are expressive in our beings, laughter is the most contagious thing. We all smile. We all laugh. You have a great laugh. Jennifer has a great laugh. My daughter has the most amazing laugh. She just bellows when she laughs, and I love it. I call it, it's a kind of like a cow laugh. She doesn't take that particular. She doesn't think that that's the most wonderful way to describe it, but it's big. It's a heavy laugh.
Yeah, I get what you're talking about, though, because there are some people who just have such an infectious laugh. You have no idea what they're talking about, but the next thing you know, you are laughing so hard you are crying just based off of their laugh has infected you in the best way possible.
Yep, exactly. So the bottom line is here, tell a joke to somebody. The structure of the joke isn't important. It could be a funny story, you know, any comical situation. Think about the best stuff, the most profound, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show. He used to have some of the best stand-up stuff. Some of the stand-up comedians today are just vulgar. And they have to, the only way to get a good laugh is for them to be crude. But they're,
There is a certain brilliance in a proper setup, even if it does include vulgarity. But vulgarity vulgarity's sake is so, not my cup of tea.
Nope. Ooh. 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks funny. Mm-hmm. And at 8, they're all about fart jokes. Their kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face. And she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, and whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson Jasper, young, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we just got, and we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
Yeah, they've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, well, you know, if we're going to use him as the standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. That conversation that has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump becomes...
You're bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got... You know, all right, so this is becoming silly. At any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pretty much knows this is a theme from Magnum P.I. It had been revived first time around Tom Selleck, how he became well known. It's interesting how his career has brought him into some good movies, good television shows. I think, however, that his role now as the patriarch in Blue Bloods is the best role he's ever been in. I think
you might be right. You might be right.
That part, it fits him. But apparently, because he's 80 or 81.
So he turned now, 79 years old today. That's why we played
that. Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, well, he did Magnum P.I. in 1980, ran for 8 years, 80 to 88. And then he got Blue Bloods in 2010, which is now in his 14th and final season. I would say you'll probably, of the 31 years I've been doing this show, this is probably the first time that you are correct. This probably is his best role.
Yeah, thank you very much. But he doesn't really want to.
You're welcome for the compliment.
He has a ranch up the 101 in Los Angeles, and he apparently is tiring of going back and forth to New York all the time to play the role. You know, at that age, maybe he's having trouble walking. He broke his foot or his ankle or something. And
okay, I didn't know that.
So if you watch him, most of the time he's on, he's sitting down. Anyway, we just
according to IMBD, he took a 25% pay cut to do the final season of Blue Bloods. I guess that's what CBS required, which is sort of crazy if you think how popular that program has been for that network
and
over the last 13 years.
Then that's what ended it. Why would he do that? What's the point of that, unless CBS wanted to kill the show, which seems kind of stupid because it was the highest rated show they had. So, you know, how do these people think?
He was born in Detroit, Michigan.
Really?
Tom Selleck. Yeah, he probably was depressed after that loss by the Lions. But like I said to you off the air, I thought the coach of the Lions did a tremendously horrible coaching job in that game. I know I don't do sports, but I had a vent on that one.
Okay, good. All right, how do we do with box office totals over the weekend?
Well, interesting. There was no wide releases in the marketplace, but less movies mean better overall holds week to week. The Beekeeper actually popped into the number one spot, doing $7.4 million in business, $42 million in 3 weeks, $104 million worldwide. I think the budget was like $35 million. So this movie with Jason Statham is pretty profitable. Mean Girls placed second, $7.3 million, $61 million in 3 weeks. This one has not fared as well overseas. Just, you know, I think it's done like $22 million business overseas, so $83 million worldwide. Wonka, a big hit, $5.9 million, weekend number seven, $195 million here domestically, $552 million worldwide. This will turn into a franchise property. No doubt there will be a sequel. Number four, Migration. Again, holding very well week to week, 5.1, $101 million in 6 weeks. And anything, anyone but you, round out the top five, 4.8, $71 million in 6 weeks. Again, another profitable film because less movies in the marketplace, better holds. I got a chance to watch this movie, The Underdogs, on Amazon Prime with Snoop Dogg. He plays a coach of a youth football team. I got to tell you, Doug, I was so much stunned watching this because the profanity in this movie's rated R was so glaring. I think they must have used the F bomb, him and the kids, like 200 times. Like,
it was useless.
I needed to watch it when I watched.
He's useless. I don't need. He's the big all over the place. Oh, Snoop Dogg supports Donald Trump. Who cares?
Well, he has done, he's done a lot for youth football, actually. He's organized it. I read it. His net worth is $160 million, Snoop Dogg. He's not a great actor. He's an interesting personality, but, this movie, is really distasteful.
Totally
Underdogs on Amazon, right? Yeah.
Robert De Niro has been talking a lot about his career. And one of the things that came out, Martin Scorsese confirmed this over the weekend, one of his most memorable lines, this is from the movie Taxi Driver, was, you talking to me?
Yes.
And apparently that wasn't in the script. It was just something that he decided he would be, improvised.
Well, I'll give you another example of that. Roy Scheider and Jaws going to need a bigger boat. That was an ad-lib line also, not in the script.
Yeah,
those are two iconic lines just thought off the top of the head during, when they yelled action. Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Taylor Swift all over the place. I think I asked you about this
last week. Where's she been?
I haven't noticed. She's on the road a little bit. This book, Argyle, why did somebody think that she wrote it? Where did that come from?
I don't know. That's sort of a... just a rumor somebody floated out there.
People need to get a life, don't they? The world is so fascinating.
She seems to be having a good time, which I think is actually really cool.
She can handle it, and that's what's good.
All right,
Chucker, talk to you tomorrow here. 59 After on Good Day.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.